Whenever you're ready, then. Okay, it's rolling. Here we go.
Pretty little hairdo, don't do what it used to. Can't disguise living all the miles.
After more than 20 years with the Jayhawks, guitarist, singer, and songwriter Gary Louris has spread his wings and is flying solo. His new recording, Vagabonds, is getting good reviews and airplay. 5 years ago, when he was still with the Jayhawks, the band came to NPR Studio 4A. So sad, don't look so sad, with the sound of the Jayhawks still echoing from that studio session, we invited Gary Louris and his guitar back to the show to talk about his new solo CD, Vagabonds. Gary Louris joins us from the studios of Minnesota Public Radio. Welcome back to the program.
It's my pleasure. Nice to talk to you again.
It's a little different. You did a performance in Studio 4A for us last time. You were here with the Jayhawks, and now we've got you in the studio of Minnesota Public Radio. But I just want to ask you a couple of things about this new CD, because it is a debut for you as a solo artist. And are there advantages that you found that you didn't expect?
Well, there are advantages and disadvantages, as always. I remember talking to an old friend of mine who was a solo guy years back, and he was always envious about how, you know, when you're in a band, oh, man, you've got the camaraderie, you know who's going to play on your record, you know what it's going to sound like. And for a band guy, it was kind of envious to say, you're a solo guy. You don't have to wait for the other five guys to show up in the lobby, you know, to go to sound check. And you can just hop on a train with your guitar and go wherever you want, and everything's simpler. So, you know, there's a trade-off on both sides. I'm enjoying it just because I'm enjoying the power of the simple vocal and acoustic guitar.
Somehow I don't see you hopping a train, but you write about it. I mean, the first cut on the CD, you're going to play this for us, and it's also the single. It's called True Blue. It is about, or seems to be about, the life of a troubadour.
Yeah, well, between that and Vagabonds, I think the title is a little bit, has a traveling kind of theme to it, even if it's not physically traveling. Maybe you're traveling in your mind in some kind of out-of-body experience, or you're just searching, you know, searching, traveling in that way, which I think was what this record is about. It's about a person maybe who's now not 21 anymore, and he's looking at his life and starting to see this is what life is. You know, it's not necessarily where, well, when I get to be such and such age, then I'm going to really be there. You're kind of saying, this is it, and why are we here, and all those kind of crazy big questions, and try to get into those without boring people to tears.
Well, let's open the door with True Blue, played by Gary Louris in the studios of Minnesota Public Radio.
Rusty wire bent to make a fence, rows and rows of houses, cold and still until tomorrow. Wrestling waters colored by their stones, some ungrateful morning. Sin, stir up the powder, strip it down to what you can believe in. Pass it on, what is right and true. True, ooh. My branches bear their fruit, and all my labor will be rewarded. Then I wake, it's like starting over. Strip it down to what you can rescue.
True Blue, played by Gary Louris in the studios of Minnesota Public Radio. The song's from his new recording, Vagabonds. Lovely, stripped down, just an acoustic guitar. That's what you said last time we talked to you, that whenever you write a song, you always think about how it's going to sound with an acoustic guitar. Is this a song that was written for this, or is this a song that's been hanging around your head for a while?
This one was more recent. Between the end of the Jayhawks and the time to record this record, I had kind of dabbled and been working, writing in my basement, wherever I was, and kind of accumulating this kind of catalog of, you know, like a lot of songs, and not all good. Definitely not all good songs, but a lot of ideas. And eventually, you know, when I knew I was going in, that last couple months, when you know you're going into the studio, it's a little bit like the gun to the head. You're all of a sudden like, man, I gotta pull it all out. And I had kind of a last gasp, kind of a creative burst of energy, and wrote a lot of the songs right before I went in, actually.
I noticed a lot of artists are releasing vinyl again. Why are you releasing a vinyl version?
It seems appropriate since my music has been termed as stuck in the 70s or whatever. And, you know, it sounds a little better. It's, of course, if the record company says they want to do it, I always jump for it because I buy vinyl. And the artwork's bigger, too. You can actually see the artwork.
I've always loved that part of it, actually.
The large print. Yeah, I suppose I should have, at my age, the Reader's Digest large print edition of my record. Comes with a magnifying glass.
Am I growing old in the arms of the wrong lover?
You chose to record this time in Los Angeles. What did that add to it for you? And why did you decide you wanted to go there? And Laurel Canyon as well, which is a mystical place.
It is. And, you know, it's funny. The Jayhawks music has always been equated to kind of that West Coast, Southern California kind of vibe. And yet it's like we can't get arrested out there. It's kind of a funny funny situation compared to other places in the world. We're kind of an afterthought. But I don't know, you know, it's just one of those places. When we started making our first major label records, we always made them in L.A., and I got a little spoiled because it's, you know, it's where all these great records have been made. The studios are old and just have that sound kind of stuck in the walls, you know, and great reverb chambers, great gear, and the musicians. It's just set up. That town is just set up for recording.
But then again, it's more than what I had. And if I die today, you know I'd die a happy man. Torturous, though it seems, pouring forth bittersweet. Wrestling with the good and evil in ourselves, within our struggle. Want to laugh or say a prayer? I never had a cross to bear. So beautiful, so beautiful.
In the music business, there tends to be a really fine line between geezer and sage. I wonder if you've encountered that at all.
I have. And, you know, I'm trying to. Maybe it's because I married a younger woman, but she's always reminded me not to start feeling old. Yeah, don't start thinking that way, you know. But I've been around, but I feel like I want to be one of those people who lays down a bit of a blueprint of maybe doing my best work as I go along here, as opposed to peaking at 20 or 30 and then kind of hanging on for the rest of your life. I feel like I've still got a lot of things to do, and I hopefully have not lost my sense of perspective and judgment. I think I have. I'm hopefully doing some of the better things I've ever done. So that's my hope, is continue that way.
What would you like your reward to be for your labor?
You know, financial rewards are always nice, but of course, I think the ideal thing is to have a bit of it all. I mean, you want to have the artistic respect, you want the respect of your colleagues, and feel like you can go out and play and reach an audience. So, you know, that, but otherwise, I think just to be a good person, be a good family person, make music that's important. And to help people, because, you know, in life, sometimes musicians are pretty much known as pretty self-centered people in general. They're wallowing about their problems and what's wrong with them. And I mean, it's one way that I can help people, and I've been told that in the past. Your song really helped me, you know. My brother, you know, passed away, or I went through this divorce or whatever, and your song saved me. And that's, I mean, I think that's the, as corny as that sounds, it's the ultimate reward.
Gary Louris, it's been a real treat. Thanks a lot. Good luck.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Nice talking to you again.
Vagabonds is the name of the new solo CD by Gary Louris. Our thanks to engineer Sam Keenan at Minnesota Public Radio. You can hear and see Louris sing more songs from his new album at our website, npr.org/music. This is NPR's Weekend Edition, directed by David Rector and Ned Wharton, with production help from Vince Pearson, Rebecca Martinez, and Gemma Waters. Our technical director is Burke Kahn, with engineer Greg Gavin, Kim Oleski, and Mary Glendenning are our reference librarians. Our theme music was written by B.J. Lederman, with additional music from Steph Skajari. Our senior supervisory editor is Jenny Bergall. Our senior supervisory producer is Devar Ardalan. I'm Leanne Hansen.